gentlemen, from Nolita. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 30th of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Last week, we reported that police raided the homes of several former officials of the Georgian Dream, or Kotsebi, including Irakli Kharibashvili, who was prime minister twice and minister of defense. He was also one of the closest allies of Bidzina Ivanishvili, oligarch and founder of the party, working for him even before Ivanishvili entered politics. On Friday the 24th, authorities said Kharibashvili was charged with receiving illegal income, which was over $6 million found in his home during a police raid. This illegal income came from his business activities, which the law prohibits when holding public office. Officially, his father was running his business, and once a year he transferred profit to him as a gift. Kharibashvili fully confessed to this crime. Prosecutor's office demanded 1 million lari as bail, which is around $350,000, and his passport, and banned him from leaving the country. Up next, on Friday the 24th, Giga Avaliani, 28-year-old public school teacher, died in a hospital from injuries received during an attack by high schoolers. News gained widespread attention after his death, but it turned out that the attack took place on the 11th of October when a teenager hit him in the face, causing him to fall and receive serious injuries. Several media outlets quickly shared information that the attacker's girlfriend was Avaliani's student, and he grew jealous, thinking there was something between them. Initially, it was reported that several teenagers, as well as the girlfriend, took part in the attack. However, authorities have only arrested two people, an attacker and the person who took the video of the attack. He was charged with failing to report a serious crime. Also on Friday the 24th, Shalva Papuashvili, chair of the Kotsebi Parliament, announced the list of parties they plan to ban, which includes Ahali, the biggest party in the Coalition for Change, or Tavi Suplevistris, with Giga Gvaramia and Nika Melia as leaders, United National Movement, or Natsebi, which used to be the biggest opposition party and ran the country before the Kotsebi, and Lelo, core party of the Coalition Strong Georgia, or Zlieri Lelo. Papuashvili said they don't plan to ban other opposition parties because they are too small to pose any threat to the constitutional order. So when opposition parties become popular, then they'll be banned. Okay. However, this may change in the future. He also said that Gakhari is for Georgia, or Sakharvelostvis, was exempted because it entered parliament. Ruling party will initiate a case in the Constitutional Court to ban these parties. Speaking of Gakhari's party, on Sunday the 26th, just a day before its members officially entered parliament, Rusudan Tevzadze, who had a parliamentary mandate, announced that she was giving up her seat and leaving the party. She said her decision was not directed against her former colleagues, whom she still considers friends and professionals. According to parliamentary rules, her seat will go to the next candidate on the Sakharvelostvis party list, which holds a total of 12 seats. For context, Gakhari himself and the first 11 people on the party electoral list are not the ones entering parliament. They refused their mandates during the initial boycott, but unlike other opposition parties, they did not fully withdraw their list, which kept the door open for the party to return to parliament. Sunday the 26th marked 1 year after the last parliamentary elections and the beginning of the ongoing political crisis in Georgia when Otsneva stole those elections, resulting in growing authoritarianism of the Kotsebi government. Hundreds of pro-European demonstrators assaulted, injured, imprisoned, and a sharp decline in Georgia's relationship with the West. Salome Zurabashvili, the fifth president of Georgia, addressed the demonstrators who gathered in front of parliament to mark the occasion. She spoke about the failure of the ruling party to gain international legitimacy, solidarity among the protesters who gather funds to pay each other's fines and families of prisoners of conscience, and the bravery of independent journalists who risk everything to perform their professional duty. On that note about the deteriorating relations between Georgia and the West, the Kotsebi decided to skip the Euronest Parliamentary Assembly held in Yerevan, Armenia, marking a new low in Georgia-EU relations. Euronest is a forum that brings together European members of parliament and representatives from Eastern Partnership countries, including Armenia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine, to discuss regional cooperation and shared goals. In an open letter to Euronest, Kotsebi said that they are concerned about hostile rhetoric and actions from some European parliament members, which undermine partnership and mutual respect. The letter accused certain MPs of supporting convicted opposition figures in Georgia, encouraging protests, and threatening democratic institutions. Changing gears. On Saturday the 25th, authorities arrested three Chinese citizens in Tbilisi for trying to buy 2 kilos, 4.5 pounds of uranium. The group reportedly planned to pay $400,000 for the material and then smuggle it to China through Russia. One of them brought nuclear experts to Georgia, started looking for radioactive substances across the country, while others coordinated the plan from China. Security officers identified and arrested the suspects during negotiations over the deal. On Tuesday the 28th, the BBC reported on the case of Bella Cully, a 35-week pregnant British citizen who was facing up to 20 years in prison in Georgia for drug smuggling. The 19-year-old's family paid $500,000 lari, which is about $180,000 US, as part of a plea bargain, reducing her sentence to 2 years. Georgian authorities arrested her in May at Tbilisi Airport after finding 12 kilos, 26 pounds of marijuana, and 2 kilos, 4.5 pounds of hashish, in her luggage. Cully said she was forced to carry the drugs. Her mother, Leanne Kennedy, confirmed the payment, but said final procedures are still pending. Bella remains in prison and could give birth there if not released soon. Her lawyer said he plans to seek a presidential pardon once the plea deal is finalized. On Friday the 24th, authorities detained Bastian Galoblashvili, journalist and co-founder of independent news outlet Publika. People are saying that there were police dressed in civilian clothes, that they detained him near his home, took away his phone, and held him in a car for an hour. After the news spread, police released him, saying they had mistaken him for someone else. However, Galoblashvili said the police knew his name, address, and even that his grandmother was currently living at his house. Publika made an official statement saying that they see it as an attempt to intimidate the media, which it certainly was. On Monday the 27th, authorities arrested David Tabidze, former head of the Municipal Development Fund, for allegedly abusing his position in a kindergarten renovation project. Investigators say Tabidze and other fund officials approved 11 million lari, over $4 million in advance, to construction company called Lagi Capital, even though they knew the company had stolen funds from the project before. Lagi Capital's owners already faced charges for embezzling 9 million lari, which is over $3 million, meant for 30 kindergartens. While the Kotsebi's anti-corruption campaign is in full swing, it could raise some questions, even among its voters, about the scope of corruption under the ruling regime. On Wednesday the 29th, the Kotsebi-affiliated far-right politicians announced the creation of a new party, United Neutral Georgia. Vato Sakarashvili, one of the leaders of the party, known for his anti-LGBT and anti-Western views, said that EU bureaucrats and U.S. oligarchs are trying to establish a liberal order in Georgia, that opposition is fully controlled by the West, and that the ruling party still has some illusions about the EU. The party is against any integration with the EU or NATO and advocates full political neutrality, which historically has been a position of the pro-Russian groups. Finally, on Tuesday the 28th, during the Minsk International Conference held in Belarus, Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, said the West is trying to pull countries in the South Caucasus away from Russia by building new cooperation networks through NATO and the EU. He said Moscow plans to push back using every tool it has and won't allow countries in the region to be pressured into turning against Moscow. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. You know, we have lots of other places besides Georgia that we do these updates for. We have 9 country updates. We also have 3 non-sovereign shows about the ocean, the Arctic, and multilateral organizations. Check out the link in the show notes. Nachmandis.